Sorry, were you saying something?
I totally tuned out. How often do you find yourself saying something along those lines? Well, or fudging it. As your partner, your sibling, your parents, your friends natter on about a topic you swear you've heard before, so as soon as you start hearing about it, you kind of tune out. If you've started nodding or guiltily giggling, you're in good company. It seems totally ironic, but the science is in. According to social science research conducted by the University of Chicago, we unconsciously tune out the people we feel closest to. Stephen Andrew is a psychologist and psychotherapist with a special interest in relationships and communication. He agrees listening has dropped right to the bottom of our priority list. Stephen, welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
So we are terrible listeners to those who we love the most.
Often we are, yes. And that's often because we think we know who is talking. We think we know that person. And of course, to a certain extent, we do. But in that knowing, we also make some assumptions that we know what they're going to say, we know how they're going to say it, we know the conclusion they're going to get to. We jump to that and we often miss the point, the spirit, and the energy behind what's being said.
How long on average are we actually listening when we're in a conversation like that with, you know, a sibling or a partner?
Well, it depends. Sometimes not at all. And often, and I think most importantly, not long enough or well enough. There's an important difference between the physical act of hearing and the more complex and dynamic act of listening, and these are often confused.
Okay, so they're confused. Is that because we're shortening kind of our concentration because we just think we know the script, right?
Well, yes, and also in the world we're shortening our concentration. The world is drenched with distractions that take us away from our concentration. You've got the 24-hour news cycle, social media, phones, ever-increasing personal admin, that sort of stuff. And I'm very busy and you're very busy and we're all very busy and there's a lot of things to hear and look at right now at the moment. And it makes the complex art of really listening much more difficult with all of those distractions around.
Do we ever turn to people we have, you know, weaker connections to confide in, or are we listening better with people, you know, we don't have as those close relationships with?
Sometimes we do, and you know, many people will be able to tell you experiences of talking to either acquaintances or even total strangers and saying things that kind of surprise them in terms of their intimacy and the depth of what they're actually saying. There's some research that actually supports that, and many of us have been in a situation where we've been standing perhaps at a party with our partner and they say something that you've never heard before. And there's a conversation happening in a group and you're going, wow, I thought I knew this person really well, but there's something happening here that's new to me. And it's, I think, around the fact that there's somebody listening to them that is hearing something that you, the long-term partner or close friend, just hasn't been able to hear.
If we're tuning out of these personal conversations more often than not, what kind of detrimental impact does that have on these relationships?
Oh, there's a long list of detrimental effects of this, Patricia. Boredom, anger, disharmony, loneliness. I mean, I know that when I believe that I haven't been heard, I feel frustrated and then I start to withdraw. That's one of my patterns and it's not an uncommon one too. We really love to be heard. We really love to be listened to and we love to be got, if you will, by someone else. I mean, that's why we talk primarily.
So is there a way to snap out of it and be more present?
Well, let's go back to those distractions I mentioned before. If you are going to undertake, be part of, sounds very serious, undertake a conversation, but if you're part of a conversation that has a lot of distraction around it, see what can be done to reduce some of those distractions. I would imagine that most people listening to you and I speak now are probably multitasking. They're driving, they're doing the dishes, they're doing something else and listening to what we're saying. And something happens to the quality of listening when we push and remove, if we can, some of those distractions. I guess a couple of other things to add to that would be to make contact with the person that you're having a dialogue with. And by that I mean a spatial contact, making a space for them physically, making eye contact where appropriate, physical contact, and something I would call psychological contact, just saying, I'm open, my presence is here, and I really want to hear you. I guess the third thing would be to listen in the content of what's being said for the emotion, for the joys, the struggles, the hopes, the fears, whatever emotion is within the content of what that person is talking about.
Such a fascinating. And
that'll bring you more in, yeah. That'll bring you more into the present moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is something about actually, you know, you feel the engagement when you, and you know when you haven't engaged, don't you?
Oh.
You just know.
As a listener, you know on some level, but certainly as someone speaking, you can kind of feel it. It's quite a visceral feeling, and it's a little bit, you know, in important situations, if I've got something important to say and it's not being heard, it can feel a little like the floor dropping out from underneath me. It's really an unpleasant thing to do and tends to make the person speaking a lot quieter and pull back and feel unheard, obviously.
Stephen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's been a pleasure, Patricia.
Stephen Andrews, psychologist and psychotherapist. There you go, the people we love the most, we tune out to because we think we know what they're going to say anyway. Maybe we need to listen more.